from last year.
The crop certainly needs rain, but Stenvold Ag Service owner Mike Stenvold is optimistic about the potential for the soybean crop in the central Red River Valley. For corn, harvest management will be the key.
Yeah, you know, we're starting to see some nitrogen deficiency, some leaves firing. Overall, crop looks good. They're starting to see some tip back as well. But, you know, it's going to be a concern to see what happens with moisture in coming into the fall. We might be looking to harvest when we can versus when we want to due to some stock strength degradation.
More details can be found in this week's Pioneer Agronomy Update on YouTube and social media.
With an early small grain harvest, Pioneer Field Agronomist Sarah Levis is encouraging growers to scout those fields.
One of the things that we have seen in years past, especially with weeds like water hemp, for example, they like to germinate throughout the entire growing season in the absence of a crop canopy. And so now that those fields are open, it provides a great opportunity for those weeds to germinate and grow. So once we get a rain out there and those weeds start growing, it's worth it to go out and do a fall burn down and make sure we keep those weeds in check for the weed control systems for next year.
In the very dry areas, grasshopper and spider mite issues continue. Lovis says spider mites can be scouted all the way through the R6 stage of development.
American